It is World Diabetes Day. In actual fact, I think it should be called World Diabetes Recognition or Awareness Day. I certainly don't think it's a celebratory day of any kind. We're joined today by Dr. Steph Osborne, who is an expert in hyperbaric oxygen therapy and aesthetic medicine. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, team. Thank you for having me.
No, luckily.
I'm so excited you're here because the first time Doc and I met, she told me about this oxygen chamber that I've only seen on TV shows overseas. Yeah. So the celebrities use it they've got injuries to recover, etc. So I was like, this is amazing. I want to do this. And our doctor here specializes in hyperbaric oxygen therapy. And you'll tell us what that is exactly and how we can use it with diabetes. But first, you have to answer our diabetes questions because it is World Diabetes Day. So the very obvious question is how, I think people think if you eat sugar, you get diabetes. How does your body develop diabetes?
So diabetes is something that you obtain over time. So it's a metabolic disorder, and it's one of those things that you can get pre-diabetes and then also diabetes. And there's different types of diabetes. There's type 1 and type 2. So type 1 is something that's normally diagnosed in childhood. It's normally like a predisposed thing that just happens. And then there's type 2, which you get over life through lifestyle changes. And that's with not eating properly and not exercising properly. And then you can get pre-diabetes. And that is why it is so important to be seen at your GP and check your blood sugar once a year, check your HbA1c, which is your average sugar over the last 3 months, and see what's happening inside of you. And maintain a healthy lifestyle is the most important thing you can do to prevent diabetes.
So I hear of diabetes is a disease. Is it a curable disease?
So type 1 is not. That is something that where your pancreas doesn't secrete insulin. So that is something you have to inject insulin daily to maintain glucose metabolism with getting the...
So it's manageable, though?
It's manageable, yeah. 100%. Okay. All diabetes is manageable. And okay. I think that's the most important thing to get across is it's not a death sentence. It is something that you get diagnosed, it is manageable, and that is the most important thing to keep doing is to just keep your glucose under control, and you can prevent all the complications of diabetes, of which there are many.
Yes.
So that is why you have to check your eyes, because it can get retinopathy. You have to check your kidneys, because it affects your kidneys. It causes vascular issues. So it affects your large blood vessels and your small blood vessels, and then also your nerves. So we have to, with maintaining your blood sugar, then we can prevent all the complications of diabetes.
Yeah, I think then another question is if your parents had diabetes, would you definitely also have diabetes?
No.
Okay.
No. It depends what type of diabetes as well.
Yeah.
But no, it increases your chances, especially if it's type 2 because of lifestyle risk.
Yeah.
And also gestational diabetes. So if you were pregnant and when you had diabetes whilst pregnant, then that does increase your chance of your child then having diabetes. But that's not a guaranteed
So it's not like guaranteed down the genetic line diabetes, even if both parents are diabetic.
Mm.
Not guaranteed.
No.
That's good.
Yeah.
The disturbing news that we heard from Natara this morning is that cases of diabetes have doubled in the last 2 decades, and which is my mind is befuddled by that. With the
and that's globally, globally.
Yeah, exactly. So we live in a world of science and technology, and you would think that we would have been able to take that on. So there's a good chance that someone listening right now doesn't even know. That they have diabetes, or they're pre-diabetic, right?
100%. And that is where screening is so important. So a lot of the medical aids even do annual screening where they say we'll give you points and things like that to check your blood sugar and see what's going on. And annual screening is very, very important because especially, and then that's where hyperbaric comes in, is we talk about uncontrolled diabetes. So if you don't know you're diabetic and you continue going year after year after year with elevated blood sugar and you just don't know, you're then increasing your chances of having complications down the line.
So can you just go through the symptoms quickly for people? What are they? So if you think you have these symptoms, could you be diabetic? You need to check. Yeah. What are the symptoms? Mm.
So the first thing is a increased thirst. So it's polydipsia and then also needing to urinate a lot. And then a lot of people present with a complication with what we call DKA, which is diabetic ketoacidosis, which is quite a bad complication. That's often where we actually pick it up. And that's normally triggered from an acute infection. So we saw that a lot during COVID. patients came in very sick, very thirsty, and urinating a lot. And then also with decreased sensation, and we're like, okay, well, what's going on here? Check their blood sugar, and their sugar was through the roof.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was a very... And then we just, we can manage that. We treat it, and then... Yeah,
but like a lot of these, a lot of things, detection, early detection, knowing your status is critical.
100%, and prevention is better than cure.
100%. Dr. Steph Osborne, expert in the hyperbaric oxygen therapy that Carmen was talking about. She joins us today. It's World Diabetes Day. So in about 15 minutes time, we'll speak to the good doctor about this hyperbaric oxygen therapy that everyone's talking about. And because all the celebrities are doing, there space for, you know,
I hope so.
Lowly diabetic. To at least find some treatment. The doctor's with us this morning.
Darren, Skye and Carmen on East Coast Radio.
And we are speaking to Dr. Steph Osborne. She's an expert in hyperbaric oxygen therapy, which will come in really, really handy for people who have diabetes and others, but it's Diabetes Day today, so that's why we're talking about it. Welcome back, Doc.
Thank you.
It's 20 to 8 here on East Coast Radio, and what I wanted to know is, what is this thing? Carmen seems to know what this is. What is a hyperbaric oxygen therapy?
So hyperbaric oxygen therapy is a really interesting branch of medicine, and what it is we use high-pressure gas. So we put the patients inside a chamber, we pressurize the chamber with air, and then once we get to our desired depth of water, which is normally about 14 meters, then we actually put the patients on oxygen. So when they are inside the chamber at pressure and they're breathing this oxygen, it then dissolves directly into the body and can get to areas where there was previously no oxygen or areas of little oxygen. And once it's there, it can stimulate new blood vessel formation, which is really important, and also decreases inflammation. So if you think of a Coke bottle or a SodaStream, you have the bottle, you attach it to this pressured gas, and the gas dissolves directly into it and creates a fizzy drink. That's essentially what we're doing, is with the pressure, we're dissolving the gas into our body. So it's getting to areas where the blood might not be able to go. And that's essentially how it works.
So it turns your blood from Oros into Fanta.
Exactly. Oh, wow. Much more fun.
Everybody loves Fanta. So I want to know, how exactly does it work? So like, we can all, yeah. So like I can go in there, sit down, and then do I leave? And then I've got oxygenated blood, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And the and the chamber, what is the chamber?
Yeah, what is the chamber exactly?
Is it a loud thing?
How does that work?
So there's two different types of chambers. There's a monoplace chamber and a multiplace. And in KZN, we only have a multiplace chamber. A monoplace is for one person. Yeah. Essentially, it looks like a Sleeping Beauty coffin.
So it's like
a glass type chamber.
Like a spray tan can.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you breathe 100% oxygen. So up at like Mill Park Hospital, they have monoplace chambers. We have a multiplace chamber. So what that means is multiple people go inside of it, up to about six patients with an attendant, and then they control the oxygen and we pressurize that with air because it's quite large. So it's almost like a submarine.
Yeah, but wait, can we chat? Who are we having the session? Or is it like, do people sleep? How long are you in there for?
You're in there for 2 hours.
Oh!
I've seen like famous people, they just sit on their phone and watch.
Yes, I wanted to ask that. Yeah, can I like...
No phones allowed, sorry.
Oh, no. You can bring a book.
You can bring a book, yes. Okay. But it is a fire risk. Because of the pressure with the oxygen. So
what's a fire risk?
They're having a anything technological. So no cell phones, no laptops. So it's essentially quite boring.
Can you take a nap?
So you can take a nap, but you're sitting up. So it's like, it's like a flight to Cape Town without the destination.
Okay.
Can I ask, how does this chamber and the oxygen help people with diabetes? Explain that.
Yes.
So that's the like one of our biggest indications. So with diabetes, especially prolonged uncontrolled diabetics, what happens with those patients is over time the sugar eats away at their blood vessels and their nerves. So they end up with something called peripheral neuropathy, where they can't feel at the bottom of their feet and in their hands. And what will happen is they'll go for a walk, like any of us will. They'll step on a piece of Lego. Where one of us, if we step on a piece of Lego, we'll jump about a meter high and yell. And they won't feel it. So that can cause what we call an ulceration, so a sore on the foot. And because of the lack of blood vessels, because it's now eaten away over so many years, it doesn't heal. And with the with the increased time of it not healing, it then predisposes them to infection. And if they get infection, they often need an amputation. So with hyperbaric, we can now get new blood vessel formation and actually increase their healing. So we can actually reduce amputation rates 2 to 3-fold, which is huge.
Yeah, that's massive.
Speaking of amputations, you were saying earlier that you've seen how different that after you've gotten into doing hyperbaric oxygen, how bad it is when you don't control your diabetes. Can you just explain that to us, please?
Yeah, so when I was working as a GP and also an internship in ComServe and everything, we would see a lot of diabetics, and we were always, and obviously diabetes is a very prevalent condition. And we would say, okay, no, you must control your diabetes, just do better, etc. And now that I work in hyperbaric and I'm seeing the complications and I get the referrals from the vascular surgeons and the wound nurses and everything, I'm now like, please control your diabetes. It's not a thing of, oh, just control it. It's control it. Okay. This is vitally important.
It really isn't just a matter of knowing your status. Like, you know it now, you need to you control it.
100%.
And going and sitting in a hyperbaric oxygen, or having hyperbaric oxygen therapy is one of the ways that you can control it.
No, it is a way to heal a wound. It is. It doesn't control your diabetes.
Okay. Yes.
That is with and medication.
Then, and then quickly, before we get into traffic, is it covered by medical aid?
Yes. So we are medical aid approved. And with we have other indications. So we have 14 indications in total that are approved with medical aids. So if a patient is referred to me, I will do a letter, send it off to medical aid, and hopefully get that covered.
Darren, Sky and Carmen on East Coast Radio.